Today I'd like to share some thinking about Medicare and medicine as a profession. Medicare is the publicly funded health benefit package that covers most necessary care for older Americans and people with disabilities. Medicine is one of the traditional professions. The American College of Physicians explains that our profession is characterized by its special body of knowledge, that its members must teach and expand, by a code of ethics, and by a duty of service that put patient care above self-interest. The college's ethics manual goes on to say, quote, "Physicians must individually and collectively fulfill the duties of the profession." Medicare covers nearly one of every six people in the United States. When it was established in 1965, it opened new possibilities for physicians to treat patients. One of my retired physician friends recalls that before Medicare, many of his elderly patients from a rural upstate village simply had no way to pay for care. Physicians would treat elderly patients of limited means for free. Often patients would bring homespun gifts or produce to the office as a tribute and a payment. Today, many patients remain unable to pay for care, and many physicians continue to volunteer their services. For example, there are over 1,200 free clinics in the United States. Yet by its very existence, including that this popular public program has worked for 48 years, Medicare reminds us that there is really no excuse for anyone to be denied access to care. Medicare Advantage, a program that gave private insurance companies an extra payment to offer and provide benefits to Medicare recipients, was enacted at the end of the Clinton administration. Meanwhile, medicine has been buffeted by an explosion of technology together with the steady infiltration of market forces in all aspects of caregiving. In turn, our profession has sought to understand as well as fulfill its obligations to society. For example, the American College of Physicians tells us that all physicians must fulfill the profession's collective responsibility to advocate for the health, human rights, and well-being of the public. This week, Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, asked Marilyn Tavenner, acting administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, about a leak of information from CMS that caused health insurance stocks to soar. The occasion of Ms. Tavenner's testimony before the Senate Finance Committee was part of her progression toward Senate confirmation as President Obama's nominee to be CMS administrator. The scandal was the leak of a decision to raise federal payments to private insurance companies that run Medicare Advantage plans, publicly subsidized private benefit packages that are a private alternative to traditional public Medicare. The Obama administration, which had once talked about cutting support to Medicare Advantage companies, reversed itself. 40 minutes before the official CMS announcement, health insurance stocks began trading furiously. In the 20 minutes between the official announcement and the market close, hundreds of millions of dollars of shares changed hands, driving the insurance company's stocks skyward. Over the next few days, the value of private insurance stocks rose by billions of dollars. Because of the decision, United Health Group, the nation's largest insurer and the one with the greatest market share in Medicare Advantage, will receive an extra $1.49 billion from Medicare for its Medicare Advantage plans in 2014 alone. On this news, United Health stock surged in value by over $5 billion in just 1 week. The larger scandal here is that we have allowed profiteering into healthcare. Medicare Advantage has been a means to privatize the public program of Medicare, a way to divert public resources to insurance company profits. Calling attention to cheating on stock trades neglects the larger scandal. Resources meant to go to the care of the sick should not be the source of profits for anyone. According to an analysis by Drs. Hellander and Himmelstein at Physicians for a National Health Program, the total taxpayer cost of the extra subsidy to Medicare Advantage insurers will be $71.5 billion to $104.5 billion over the next decade, depending on the number of Medicare beneficiaries who enroll in the private plans. Where are the doctors? We have an individual and a collective obligation to the duties of our profession. No longer should we allow the care of our patients to form a substrate for profiteering and enormous bureaucratic waste. We know what it means for our patients when we allow profit-seeking to direct the allocation of resources. I believe we physicians have a professional duty to protect and expand Medicare as a public program. Medicare is far from perfect, but an expanded and improved Medicare for All finance system would not only help our patients, It would restore our profession to a place where we can better meet our social obligations.